is conditional use number 1939, Gerald R. and Valerie V. Campbell, trustees.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B2 business community district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in northwest 400 Sussex County, containing 3.16 acres more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Sussex Highway, which is Route 13, approximately 0.81 miles south of Adams Road, which is Sussex County Route 583. The 911 addresses are 9155 and 9167 Campbell Lane, Bridgeville, and the tax parcel ID is District 530, Map 17, Parcel 2.01. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibits and the applicant's exhibit booklet. I would note that we've received zero comments in support or opposition. Thank you.
Okay, we thank you.
For the record, my name's John Sergovic. Been around here for a while.
Yeah, your bar number's like what, 3?
Yeah. Pretty much around there. When I first got admitted to the Delaware Bar, I think there were only maybe 10 practicing attorneys in Sussex.
Crazy.
And I think my admission year, there was probably just 50 attorneys added in the state of Delaware. Mm. I'm dating myself. I represent Gerald and Valerie Campbell. This particular property, and with me is their daughter, Pam Washington, who was a court reporter for many years. And she actually grew up at this property. And the conditional use for a cabinetry shop was granted back in 1973. I saw the staff comments, and they didn't know whether it was still in use. It's still in use. It's been used for 48, almost 49 years. And Mr. Cable is getting up in age, so he wants to make sure that if something happens to him, the property that he's utilized can have a general business use rather than just limited to a cabinetry shop. But with that said, Pam, can you just stand up and tell the commission how the property is currently operated?
The property is currently operated as a custom cabinet shop. There are showrooms there, 3 different ones with many different finishes and styles of cabinetry. So customers can come in and look and see what they would like and work with a designer to pick out a cabinet, and they design it to fit exactly into, you know, your kitchen, helping you with a lot of new innovative ways to store things. And my father has been a cabinet maker his whole life, so he's very good at it. But they manufacture the cabinets there. They get, you know, the raw materials in, and they put the cabinets together, and they've worked in the area most of the state of Delaware and southern Maryland my dad's whole life.
Could you just state your name for the record?
Yes, my name is Pam Washington Herman, and I'm Jerry Campbell's daughter. Yes.
And how many employees are currently working at the site?
Currently, there are 4 full-time and 1 part-time, and my father is consulting in addition. So.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. So we don't prolong this meeting, I've had a written submission of compliance with the comp plan, and I'll just go over that briefly. The comp plan that we're dealing with on this particular application is still the 2018 comp plan, and this isn't a low-density area. Provides that the primary uses envisioned in low-density areas are agriculture activities and homes. Business development should be largely confined to businesses addressing the needs of those 2 uses, and cabinetry definitely addresses providing needed components to homes. The land use map in this instance is pretty generic, and it says it is important to recognize that other factors come into play when determining which zoning districts are appropriate for each land use classification. Since the property has been devoted to land use as a cabinet shop for 48 years, it would appear that such a use has been in support of agriculture activities at home, or it would not have operated in its existing location for such a long period of time. And again, although the current use is a business use, it has not had any adverse impacts on any of the neighbors. It's been in existence for 48 years. I read the staff report, and this has been a low, under-the-radar operation, and I think it will continue. The neighborhood is pretty much mixed. There's a large we have our cabinet shop in relatively close proximity. We have it's all spanned. Mm-hmm. There's a large Delaware Electric co-op facility in pretty close use. There used to be a realtor shop office in there, and my logo is not picking up, but there's another one or two commercial type uses or business uses in fairly close proximity. And again, this situation is just kind of bringing up the zoning map to conform with the business use of this property. And unless anybody has any questions of either me or Pam, I'm going to sit down.
All right, sir. We'll find out very quickly here. Mr. Hopkins, any questions?
I think it's good housekeeping to go ahead and get it clear. It's not ambiguous or confusing. It's illegal. Changing that you want to do, and it's very reasonable. I mean, both sides, I think generally speaking, that for 600 feet on both sides of a main highway like 13 should be business or commercial almost by default. So I think it's reasonable. I don't have any questions.
Okay. Ms. Hoyer Stevenson?
No questions.
Okay. I have no questions.
Okay. Yeah. I agree with Commissioner Hopkins, and I've seen this company's work, and it's excellent.
Okay. Thank you. And
no, for me.
What else?
None for me either. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I have to say that I certainly agree with Mr. Hopkins and Mr. Mears. I'm very familiar with what's been happening there for many, many years.
You have to ask if there's any opposition.
Beg your pardon?
I said you have to ask if there's any opposition.
I'm getting to that. Okay. But first, I have to ask, is there anyone here in favor of conditional use, or I'm sorry, change of zone number 1939, Gerald R. and Valerie V. Campbell, trustees? Other than the obvious ones. Okay. All right. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional or change of zone number 1939? Anyone in the room like to speak in opposition? Okay. All right, we'll go to the operator. Operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to change of zone number 1939, Gerald R. and Valerie V. Campbell, trustees?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Thank again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there is no one on the line who would like to speak.
All right. Thank you, operator. Commissioners, any questions, comments?
Thank you.
Nope. Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.